It's Hidden Gems right here on 99.9 MyFM. Today we're speaking with Russell Yonason, who is from the township of Leeds and Thousand Islands. Russell has taken a new endeavor into the world of smoking and barbecue. And he's been at a few different competitions this year, and we're going to find out what it's all about and how he got started. Russ, thanks so much for joining us once again. And yeah, tell the world how you got started in the barbecue and smoking business.
Well, thank you for having me. And 5 years ago, we took some of our income tax return money and went out and bought a smoker. I reached out on social medias, Twitter and Instagram, and met a lot of great people, influencers in their own right, all through the United States and Canada. It started off as just, you know, wanting to create great food for the family, which have now become doing competitions and everyday life, I guess.
And you mentioned about competitions. You just recently got into doing this now. How's that been going for you so far? I'm sure it's a little bit different mentality than doing a family cookout, that's for sure.
Yes and no. My first competition was actually here in Gananoque at the Rib Fest, which, being the only competitor, was more of a demonstration. But I still had to cook for the judges, and being the only one, I think they judged me pretty hard. And on the 16th of October, I was in Bowmanville at a competition with Stuttering John's Smokehouse, where we had 16 competitors, and I took third place in chicken with my cook, and had really decent results in my other three categories, which were appetizer, ribs, and an unusual one, which is pork tenderloin.
That's not too bad for just kind of getting going in the whole thing. And, is this something that you look to carry on, down the road, or is it something that you might want to get? Because I know you got some enthusiastic little ones running around the house there, and I'm sure that they see what you do, and are they kind of maybe taking an interest in it a little bit too?
The last competition, they were actually there for it. I think they pretty much kept the judges in line for the most part. I didn't see much of them because the judges had them doing things behind the scenes, which helped them out a lot.
You mentioned earlier that social media was one of the places that helped get you started. How has social media been now for you, now that you're right into this thing?
I've been speaking with competition barbecuers all throughout the states and in Canada to kind of help me progress in my barbecuing, just on a regular daily basis as well as the competition basis. One of the gentlemen that I speak with is a member of Myron Mixon's barbecue competition team. And he is one of the biggest names in the United States for competition barbecue. He is the winningest man in barbecue history for Memphis in May.
Russ, we've enjoyed chatting with you so far. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the community about?
Well, yeah. You mentioned that barbecue is more than just a daily life. Well, it is a daily life because I also work in a barbecue retailer in Kingston.
Russell, we've learned a lot about barbecuing and smoking in the last little while here. Thanks so much for joining us here on Hidden Gems.
Well, thank you so much for having me on and doing this.